welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, one of the other owners here at eWeb Results.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of the podcast. This is podcast number 463. We are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas, and Matt and I, we are your
Results Rebels.
Let's just jump into it. There's no review.
There's no review again?
There's no review again.
Yeah. Did we check?
So we did check.
We did?
I'll be honest, I didn't check all the sources. There's like, it can take a lot of time to check all the sources, and I didn't
Since the last one was broadcasted.
There might be one.
There's been like
we did
5 minutes.
Okay.
So they haven't had a chance yet.
In the last 5 minutes, we have not seen a new review come in, have we checked. We're pretty sure it didn't. Anyway, we would like you to leave a review. We don't get paid for doing this podcast.
Yes.
We get paid in reviews. If you get value and like, hey, if it ever crossed your mind, hey, I wonder how much these guys make doing the podcast. The answer is zero, zilch, nada. And if you wondered that, you're probably thinking that it should be more than zero. And what you can do is you can leave us a review.
Or come sponsor us.
And you can leave a review at facebook.com/eWebResults. Or you can go to Yelp by going to eWebResults.com/Yelp. Yelp. Or you can go to iTunes and
come on, I was like ready to, like I haven't done the song in a while.
And then you can go to eWebResults. For Google, you can leave a review by going to eWebResults.com/G+. And you know what? Let's talk about if you want to connect with us on Twitter, go to twitter.com/eWebResults.
Now I got banned from Twitter personally.
Did you?
I was messing around with the algorithm.
All right, so please leave us a review. We get paid in reviews. We appreciate you. If this is the first time you've been listening to the podcast, you are listening to the podcast. Howdy.
Howdy.
Welcome to the podcast. We are also on YouTube, so you can, you know, follow us and share and all of that good stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you've been here before, if you've listened to our podcast before, you're probably looking for tips. You can get tips by going to our website, eWebResults.com/tips. This is the third in a three-part series.
Yes.
Covering an article by Brian Dean, Punch in the Face to You,
yes.
Brian Dean. 17 ways to improve your SEO in 2019. Podcast one of this series was amazing. Podcast two, it was good. And podcast three is also going to be amazing.
So this is a trilogy.
Yes. Like similar in weight to Lord of the Rings.
Or Star Wars. Yeah.
Star Wars is well beyond a trilogy now.
That's true.
Yeah. But they've
Lord of the Rings has a couple other ones.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, like if we're getting, hey, you like my T-shirt?
I do.
Look at my T-shirt.
I do.
It's right here. It says
"Make Marketing Great Again."
Well, that's again. The other. Oh, you want to see that? That's the other side. The other side.
Fantastic.
Says "Make Marketing Great Again." The front side, right, has the hair swish. And if you would like one of these T-shirts, you can get one. And there's a lot of other choices out there. You can go to eWebResults.com/swag, and then you can get your T-shirt. So we have lots of cool designs
T-shirts,
and they're pretty awesome.
Javi went a little.
And I got a new one.
We're just making shirts. Well, we got a branding division now, so it's just going.
They're just going crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so this is podcast number three. Did we cover everything? I feel like we maybe missed something. We got T-shirts. We would really like you to Shiko us.
A share, a like, or a follow. Just let people know about us if you like us.
And we covered where you can do that. So
yeah.
We'll just move on. All right, so this is the third podcast. This is 17 ways to improve your SEO in 2019 by Brian Dean. Punch in the face. He's gonna be sore.
I know.
He's been punching.
These
the
are
face
soft.
A lot.
No.
Yeah, these are, okay, they're gentle.
These
gentle,
are friendly.
Loving, friendly punches in the face,
yes,
by the way.
With boxing gloves on.
Punch in the face is a good thing.
Yeah,
number 13 of these 17, actually 19, because there's 19, there's two.
Man, that's confusing, Chris.
I know.
That's super confusing.
Number 13.
I'll throw in a tip too.
Find backlink opportunities with link intersect.
What?
Do you know
what
quickly,
reviewer?
Matt, reviews to the article.
Link intersect.
That's
I don't know.
Word.
I'm learning all kinds of new stuff.
This is pretty cool.
Ghost posts.
All right, so really, when you find a competitor, right, and you want to see what links that your competitor has going back to their website, you're like, okay, great, but man, maybe they got that
link.
Maybe they got that link because of a relationship with the competitor.
Sure. Right?
So I'm probably, if it's a relationship, I'm not going to get that link. Or maybe they write this amazing email, and that's why they get this link. And I don't have that amazing email. What you can do is you can actually see if multiple competitors that you have links from that same site. And if multiple competitors of yours have links from that site, it's probably going to be pretty easy to get a link from that site.
So you can go into SEM Rush and some of these other tools, add in the domains of all these different sites,
right?
And then you can get a comparison across which ones match up.
Yep.
And you can see it from a keyword, and then you can see it from a link. And typically when you're looking at the link profile, you can kind of start to understand what their SEO strategy might be.
Right.
You know, how legit it might be, et cetera. So
that's very cool. That is Link Intersect. Number
14, called it that.
Target brand new keywords.
Is that like linkintersect.com or something? Is that just what he's calling
No,
it?
He's calling it Link Intersect is like.
But it's not like a service or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, see, it's like he's just doing it on Ahrefs.
Yes.
I guess maybe that's what they call it. I don't know.
Yes.
It's not what SEMrush calls it.
Number 14, target brand new keywords. Have you ever thought, I've just run out of keywords, I need to target brand new keywords?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what this is about is staying up to date on what the latest trends are going. Because what he did is he took a term, voice search, and he wrote an article about it, and his guide cracked the bottom of the first page within a week, and it currently ranks on the first page of Google for the term voice search. And he just wrote it really early. So as people start talking about something, write that comprehensive article.
We definitely did that with Bitcoin advertising.
Yep.
And we do have quite a nice size Bitcoin client.
Yeah. Yep.
We've done that with geofencing.
Yeah.
We've, you know, really, you want to also see in Google Trends what's going on. Look at Google News, and there's a lot of different strategies.
And apparently Reddit is a really good place to...
Reddit's fantastic. Yeah, you can see what people are talking about.
Are you one of the ones in our office that uses Reddit regularly or just for work?
Well, no, I don't use it for
work,
SEO.
Right?
Okay, like some people do, but man, if you put some links on Reddit, they will rip you apart.
Oh, if you're
like,
trying to use it for SEO purposes.
They will rip you apart. And so I'll use Reddit when I'm searching and I can't find something.
Martian stuff.
I actually haven't, but I bet that's a good source.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look other places.
When is that visit to Area 51 going to happen? Do you know when?
That is September, I think.
September?
Yeah.
Okay, it's
I don't know, 4chainz, you can see a lot of stuff, what's going on 4chainz as well. I get on there sometimes.
So Reddit would probably be a good source for
that. Yeah.
So target brand new keywords by staying up to date on the trends and knowing, hey, this is a phrase, people have just started using it, let me be the first to write an article about it. Next, number 15, use concept visuals.
I say it different. Yeah. Just people are going to give me a hard time.
Use concept visuals. And so this is interesting. Basically what he's saying is if you've got an ability to make a graphic that can explain a concept.
Do it.
Then do it.
Yeah.
Make that unique graphic. Make sure you optimize the alt tags and have it on a good page. And then other people who want to talk about that confusing or hard to explain concept will steal your image.
Yeah, infographics. And you want to do an image sitemap. You want to make sure it's on. There's a lot of infographic marketing.
Yeah.
You can even drop it in different places. I'll tell you something else that's kind of interesting that we're looking at. So with like SlideShare, LinkedIn bought it.
Yeah.
We've been testing out voice creation, like so you talk and it creates slides and then it becomes a slide presentation.
Okay.
So we've kind of taken the infographic kind of thing to the next level. That's been around for a while, but it is awesome. I think that this actually helps with conversions more when you're trying to explain a more complex concept where there's a lot of steps and everybody's attention span is so short.
Yeah.
Images are a great way to do it. And that's how people remember too. So I love infographics.
Yeah, and so I didn't really think of this in terms of infographic, and it exactly is an infographic. Infographics tend to be like a lot longer. This is like short, easy, like explain a concept not a whole industry, right? Uh-huh. And so I see like an infographic as more like, here's
those the, are overkill, man. Right, right. I don't even read those anymore. There's too.
And you're right. These are infographics. He just calls them, what did he call them?
Visual.
Yeah, concept visuals, right?
So I've never heard of that.
Explaining a concept visually.
So, I like that.
And it is. It's in fact an infographic for sure. If the right
That's
sees.
That's a new keyword to go after.
That is.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you should write an article about concept visuals because
no one knows what those are.
Nobody knows what they are. Pro tip, focus on creating visuals for new topics.
I haven't turned the page.
Right? For new topics,
yes.
Because you don't
know. You're going to show up first.
First, yep. Get cemented in there. Number 16, use industry glossaries for keyword ideas.
Oh, I just.
You want some.
Use them for SEO.
So, want some creative keyword ideas? Check out industry glossaries. So, that there may be like an organization that kind of manages your industry or is involved in kind of sharing information around your industry. Go to that website. Hopefully, they have a glossary. You can find a lot of good terms to go after.
That is a good idea. That is good.
As well as, like you were suggesting, just having a glossary, being the industry glossary for your industry, is probably a little more valuable.
I mean, we look at, like, we've like started to break websites into like two buckets. Like,
right.
Do you have like a standard website, maybe an e-commerce, okay, so three, and then really the authoritative websites.
Right.
Right? And even some of the Shopify sites, what we like to do is create a WordPress site. That's kind of the front end that brings in the traffic and then drives them to
the sales.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. All right, number 17. So this is ding, 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 ding. This is 17 of the 17 ways to improve your SEO in 2019. Punch in the face, Brian Dean. Get backlinks from content curators.
Like us.
So really his point is that you can try and get.
We'll give you a link, Brian.
Yeah, we'll give you a link if you would like.
We're content curators over here.
We'll give you a link. We'd be happy to do.
Yeah.
The biggest issue is that they didn't have a place to put some of his content on some of these pages that he was trying to reach out to, right? Mm-hmm. And so it just gets deleted. But if you're going after content creators, those are people who are more likely to have links to your type of information anyway. And so you're more likely to get that backlink.
Well, relationship building, that's really what like life is about. Yes. And it You know, I'm actually, you know, there's a couple people I've talked to recently. We've gotten some pretty interesting discussions.
Okay.
And
was it about aliens?
No, but I need to talk to your new business partner about crop circles.
Oh, okay.
And So we can have that podcast.
Yeah.
You can bring her in here and we can talk about that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. But no, I've just had some really interesting conversations. I've been listening also. Recently, I went on this kick of like, Tesla, of course, because I'm super jealous. Okay. What's the Tesla joke? Did you drive your Tesla today?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Because it drives itself.
What? I don't know. I think we can get a rich snippet for that. but anyways, I was listening to Joe Rogan's show.
Yeah.
And
it's one of my goals to get on his show.
Right? So so he started to go off on some tangents with some of these characters. And I was really researching some of these things. But really the first one that I watched or listened to, I really watch them. I like kind of seeing the interactions and all that. Because they'll pull stuff up. That's why I've got this TV here. The one on with Tesla and I'm just, you know, and then there's a lot of people that have come on talking about Tesla. It's interesting. This one guy buying these Tesla engines and then like rebuilding them and stuff like that. So I don't know, but I've kind of like started to have some other conversations with people and I don't know. So there's things that
content
don't
curious.
Fit in this context of this podcast that I definitely want to talk about. And some other people were like, man, like they start listening to the conversation that I'm having.
Yeah.
And then there's like a group of people we're talking about stuff.
And it gets really,
Like, so I'll give you something. I'll give you one.
All right, I'm ready.
So this is more of a business one, right?
Okay.
Because we are talking to, you know, CMOs and brand managers and business
owners. All the time.
Yeah, all the time. And I totally forgot.
I feel like that's enough of the Matt segue. We'll get back to that shortly. Now.
No, I got it. So I spoke at Rice.
I meant really shortly.
So I spoke at Rice University.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how a lot of people are using their own calendar links, right? So I use Calendly a lot.
Yep.
I like it because you can get on my calendar and we don't have to go back and forth, right? Figuring out.
Because that's a waste of time. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. It's a waste of time, but there's some etiquette that you have to do involved with it. So I'm speaking, we're talking about it. They start asking me questions and some F-bombs start getting dropped left and right. And people are like, I hate when someone sends me that link, you know?
Right.
And it's like kind of like, then they're like, how about you get on my calendar link? So then there's like a power move, you know, when you like shake people's hands and all that sort of things. And so it's like, what's the right etiquette to do it? And also some people, you send them the link, they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So then they're like, hey, when can you get on it? And so all the things about like associated with that, I'm gonna do a blog post on it as well.
Yeah.
And talking about how to best use those calendar links and introduce it. It's kind of like saying, hey, here's my calendar link, but if you want me to get on yours, please send it to me. And if you want to do it this old school way, we can go back and forth.
Yeah.
But like having that as like a canned response in Google, that you can kind of plug in to your email, really softens it. Because if you just send people the link, some people are like, hey, it got pretty heated in the debate about it. So I thought that was an interesting new keyword topic that.
Calendar etiquette.
So there's a lot of things kind of like really internet marketing is how to run your business online and be profitable. And so there's a lot of business related stuff that we could talk about, but it's not in this format of the best SEO podcast. Anyways.
That's true.
See, I had it.
You brought it all back.
I brought it all back. I totally redeemed myself.
17 we've covered. Bonus number
one.
Find question keywords with question DB.
I don't know what DB means.
You don't know? Well, DB stands for database.
Oh,
but the website is QuestionDB. This QuestionDB is like Answer the Public.
I have never heard of that. I learned something new.
Yeah.
We were on Answer the Public today with a client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he makes fun of Answer the Public, which is, first of all, QuestionDB is much easier. You don't end up with images of some bearded dude.
Is this Brian Horn website? I think this might be Brian Horn's website that he's referencing.
Yeah. So the questions are laid out in a simple table. Uh-huh. And because QuestionDB focuses on questions that people ask on Reddit, you can find keywords and topic ideas that most other tools won't show you. I think that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And he's already talked about ways to extract keyword value, keywords out of Reddit. Mm-hmm. Now he's saying, hey, this tool talks about the questions that are asked on Reddit. And so, yeah, it just makes sense.
Well, I really, you know, going back to our last podcast, you got to go check it out, is the keyword, you know, or the keyword intent plus a statistic. I really thought that was a recap
really,
of
you
a really
go
good
back to the previous
yes,
podcast.
Yes, exactly, to get more of those.
That was this number two of this three-part series. And then finally, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
Bonus number two, rank for brand name terms.
Yes.
So you want something low competition, you want something high volume, you want something that has a great CPC, right? He gives the example, MailChimp gets searched 280 times more than email marketing software.
You know,
wow.
I actually haven't broke the data down like that, but what we've done is gone after, you know, well, one is if you have somebody else that has your name, you really need to focus on ranking for your terms so you come up.
Yep.
Because then there's some confusion there, and we've had that in a couple scenarios. Secondly, though, too, is ranking for a competitor, right? With like reviews or something like that. But doing the research to say, okay, you know, and I'll tell you, did you know which CRM defined the keyword term inbound marketing?
I thought it was HubSpot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to see what's going on out there.
Do I win anything? Like, I get this plant. Wow. Thank you. I got the plant.
So please hold it the rest
of
the
YouTube,
podcast.
I'm actually holding the plant. At some point, I may balance it on my head.
All right. Juggle them. Chris is quite a good juggler for all of you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So MailChimp has searched 280 times.
We have
conversations about bidding on competitors. It's really not the thing that you want to lead with.
No.
Because you've got a challenge of converting, right? If somebody's looking, searching for MailChimp, you know, your only strategy is, well, it's not the only strategy. You've got a couple strategies. One is we're better than MailChimp, right? Why we're better than MailChimp or something like that. So if somebody's looking for MailChimp, you at least have some way to get in the door. But if they're going down the MailChimp path, it's a lot harder to get them to convert and try your product.
Well, you know, there used to be those big comparison sites of software.
Yep.
People want to...
There still
but,
are,
but,
yeah.
But here's really the value.
Capterra, I think, is one.
Yeah. Know. Well, there's really value here in why do people have famous spokespersons, right?
Right.
Why do people take pictures with famous people?
Right.
Okay, and I do cover this in my book a little bit.
Yeah.
I know we haven't talked about that in a while, but anyways.
Build your brand mania? Is that what
Build your brand mania, but it's on Amazon. But the thing is.
No, it's not just on Amazon. It's an Amazon bestseller.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true. Hopefully the next one will be too.
Yeah.
But okay, so the thing is, if you're rubbing shoulders, okay, there's kind of people call it a halo effect.
Yeah.
There's other things, but if your name's in association with that, they're gonna put you on that same level or status.
Yeah.
And we don't know why it happens. It doesn't make any rational sense, but if you're standing next to a celebrity, like this guy right here, it just makes you more famous yourself. Because you're in association, and like even the pictures where like they're eating with their kid and like people jump on them and like, like get a picture and they're like, you clearly don't know that person.
Yeah. I accosted
But I wouldn't have cost him. Oh my gosh, he'll give you a real punch in the face. But the thing is, if you're in the same vicinity with the person, somehow that rubs off on you.
Halo.
And so so you're getting that. If your name's associated with MailChimp when they're searching for it, they're going to consider you. But I really believe that if people are going through their kind of buyer's journey or in their sales process and they come across your name multiple times, they're going to give it more weight.
Yes.
Okay? And so I think that that's one of the biggest things that they might
so
cut it.
So what you're saying is if you're going to go after competitors, then it needs to be a comprehensive strategy that makes sure that you're not just going to end up, it's not going to just be like MailChimp and Chris and Matt's email solution. It's going to be MailChimp and Chris and Matt's email solution in a whole lot of different places as they're kind of trying to go through
this MailChimp journey. So kind of their buyer's journey.
So videos and images and you know, articles that do a compare and contrast.
So it's part of a broader kind of strategy. Last thing about email marketing, I know that this is so off topic, but for a client, we're using a open source CRM to develop a branded CRM for their industry for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So HubSpot, so MailChimp, watch out.
It's one of the things
Matt and Chris's email tool.
It's one of the things that Matt and Chris's email tool is on the way, coming soon.
That's good branding right there.
It's one of the things we know, because as soon as we start driving leads for customers, and this has been true since before eWeb Style became eWeb Results, as soon as we start driving leads, they're like, okay, how do we manage these leads?
And yeah, so we're getting a lot of that,
So I'm excited about that kind of new piece. One of the things that Brian says here is that not only does this page rank for BuzzStream's review, right, a competitor, it also ranks on the first page for the popular brand keyword BuzzStream, like just BuzzStream.
That's solid, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good strategy for sure. It's an advanced strategy. We'll call it a bonus two strategy, but it's a good strategy. Yes, I am going to hold it.
Like, how are you liking that plant
so
gift?
17 ways to improve your SEO in 2019, a three-part series. Brian Dean, you've written an amazing article that we had to turn in. We just couldn't even do it in one. We had to turn it into an article, into a three-podcast series.
It's awesome.
That's
three links from us.
It's a great article. We're going to reach out to you. Hopefully, you'll link to our YouTube
We are going to have Dan Loke on the show not too long ago, and we got to reschedule that. I'm gonna be up in a conference in New York next month, so hope to connect with some of y'all up there. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's a digital marketer.
Again, if you like this
Ryan
podcast,
Geis.
We don't get paid for this. Please leave us a review. We've given you the links one last time. We're going to do like ewebresults.com/G+.
Just ewebresults. Leave us a review.
Leave us a review.
Please, if you've learned something new and you listen to this podcast, please do that. Like, we're serving good meals here. We're teaching good strategies.
Yep.
That's one way you can take care
spreading
of us.
Spreading the knowledge.
Yeah, spreading the
knowledge. If you're interested in growing your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. You can reach us at 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, so somebody who's interested in any aspect of internet marketing, web page, overall branding strategy, a comprehensive internet marketing strategy that includes PPC, SEO, email marketing, and we're even doing some Groupon ads for some of our clients. Like, if you're looking for that comprehensive internet marketing strategy, or you know somebody who is, send them to us.
If you tag us with them on Facebook, we'll have someone reach out to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
So. And when they pay their bill, we will pay you.
Or pay a charity. Tell them a little bit about Food for Kids. So it's a charity we sponsor. I know we don't talk about it a lot. We're gonna send the video team to kind of, you know, highlight them a little bit more. I think it's a really good cause. Can you?
So really, it's an organization that helps daycare centers take advantage of what the state has to offer.
Yeah.
So the state of Texas, and actually there's these types of organizations throughout the country, but the state of Texas encourages daycare centers to feed children properly, probably a good thing.
Yes. Right?
And so they encourage it by financial incentives. And so Food for Kid is an organization that says, hey, don't worry about the headache of filing the paperwork with the state. Who hasn't had a challenge filing paperwork with the state?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. We'll take care of it for you. We'll make it easy for you. They make a little bit of money on that, but it doesn't cost the daycare centers anything. And so it's just a great organization.
Well, it's a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit. The owner, Vicky Keys, is just an amazing business owner and out there to deliver value. It's actually Reverend Vicky Keys is out there to deliver value to the daycare centers across the state of Texas.
Yeah, that's just something we support. Yeah, so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Please remember, we were filmed live here at 13501 Northwest Freeway, Suite 500-35, Houston, Texas, 77040.
Yeah, I don't know that.
If you would like audio, video, or a transcript of this podcast, you can find that, let's just say it this way. If you can't find it on bestseopodcast.com, reach out to us and we can provide it for you.
Absolutely.
You guys have made us one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts on iTunes. We appreciate you.
Yes.
All of you, yeah. All of y'all, every one of you guys.
You, specifically you.
Yes.
You, specifically you, thank you.
If you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe and follow. Until the next podcast, my name is, I'm holding this plant because I knew HubSpot. And my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pine and shine. Set me free.